They spoke to us, Becoming a Quality Person Now, by Elder Marvin J. Ashton, 1915 to 1994, of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles. A quality life is God's greatest wish for us. Life is to be lived well in whatever circumstances we find ourselves. There should not be a waiting period. All of us must live with proper priorities and purposes. Don't be harsh in your self-appraisal. Rather, measure yourself by whether or not you are living the gospel of Jesus Christ. I like the way of life expressed by my friend, Carol Clark, when she says that the personal challenge is not to wait successfully, but to live richly, fully, and joyfully. The goal is not to wait for the right person, but to be the right person. The real fun of life is in overcoming obstacles while still happily hoping everything will work out. I freely admit that living with my dreams unfulfilled has proven to be a softening, humbling influence because it's been so hard. But the anchor is at hand, and because it is, I can progress, even though to date I've lost at love, the one thing I've wanted more in life than anything else, save righteousness itself. Last summer, I complained to a non-Latter-day Saint friend that I was exhausted, having no fun, living like an automaton. Non-sympathetically, she countered, "What do you think this is, a dress rehearsal? This is your life, Carol. Fix it." I expected a pat and a kind word. Instead, I got a splash of reality square in the face. She was, of course, quite right. I wasn't giving my life value, so I didn't feel it had value. I went home, reread the parables of the sower and of the talents, and regrouped. A Singular Life, Carol L. Clark and Blythe Darlin Thatcher, pages 35 and 36. Brothers and sisters, regroup if that's what is needed. Do not wait. Rather, fill your life with service, education, personality development, love for all, and other such meaningful traits. Live with purpose each day. I recommend you come to know your Father in heaven. Come to love Him. Always remember that He loves you and will give you guidance and support if you will but give Him the chance. Include Him in your decision-making. Include Him in your heartaches and heartbreaks. Include Him when you take inventory of your personal worth. For behold, this life is the time for men to prepare to meet God. Yea, behold, the day of this life is the day for men and women to perform their labors. Alma chapter 34, verse 32. As you strive to become a quality person, commune daily with your Heavenly Father, who knows you best of all. He knows your talents, your strengths, and your weaknesses. You are here on the earth at this time to develop and refine these characteristics. I promise you He will help you. He is aware of your needs. From Be a Quality Person, Ensign, February 1993, pages 64 through 67. End of the article, They Spoke to Us, Becoming a Quality Person Now, by Elder Marvin J. Ashton of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles.